tomorrow, or certainly it seems next week, five. Am I missing one? I think he is in five cases ranging from civil to federal criminal, assuming it all goes as it looks like it's going to in the next, and we'll know in the next couple of weeks, basically, if that is five, Clay.
Yeah, it's crazy. And the E. Jean Carroll has now sued him again, too, right, for the comments that he made in the CNN interview. So technically, I guess that would be six. I don't know how long it'll take. She's suing him now.
That's not the state, you know, bringing. I mean, that's an individual,
correct.
You know,
but
right?
It's, but so, it's another defamation case that they will treat as if it is, you know, life or
the
death.
The bombing of Pearl Harbor, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, they'll cover it a lot.
Let's take a couple of calls. We said we would. I don't think we've taken any calls so far today. Is Charles in Miami still there? We were talking about, it was Debbie Wasserman Schultz, by the way, who was the congresswoman that we played the audio trying to censor Robert F. Kennedy Jr. at a hearing on censorship, which is just next level crazy. Charles, what you got for us?
Yeah, Debbie, I call her Blabbermouth Schultz. She was actually head of the DNC back in 2016. The day before the Democrats' convention, there were leaked emails that went out that there was already the underpinnings to take out Bernie Sanders' campaign.
Oh, yeah.
He never complained because they bought him out.
I mean, the leaked emails that showed the crazy rig job that Hillary Clinton puts in effect against Bernie Sanders. Everybody was talking about, oh, Russia hacked the emails, everything. I actually thought, and Trump got in trouble because he said, well, I mean, those are interesting emails, Russia, if you want to release some more. But I think that actually was supremely journalistically significant that the rig job was in effect at the DNC. I mean, I think
the New York Times should
know that.
The New York Times should have felt competitive in the sense that, oh my gosh, we should have gotten that stuff.
Yeah,
right?
No
we
doubt.
Should have figured that. But of course, they didn't feel that way because we understand their regime propaganda, and that's how they operate.
That is the definition to me of journalism that is in the public interest. Something that would otherwise have been hidden, that was designed to rig the electoral outcome. Hillary Clinton had the DNC giving her every bit of help that they could to keep Bernie from being the nominee. By the way, and I think that's why there was an anti-establishment component to Bernie Sanders' campaign, even though he's a left-wing loon. And I wish I could never forget that he went on his honeymoon to Russia during the Cold War and came back and talked about how amazing Russia was. I mean, just that's who Bernie Sanders is. Don, truck driver here. We got you fast. You had some thoughts.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, Clan Buck. I appreciate it. And what I wanted to talk about quickly was that all the things that Joe Biden did and Hunter Biden did point to one thing, and that is treason or sedition, because all the money that they kept taking was always from energy companies. They kept getting all these millions of dollars from energy companies. And the first thing that Joe Biden did when he came into office was reverse all of Donald Trump's energy policies, weakening the United States and empowering Russia in Europe in particular. And
that's a really interesting argument there. I mean, I hadn't thought about that angle, but he definitely, Biden did attack the energy industry. More tomorrow.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
You know a company is looking out for you when they actually upgrade your service and don't charge you for it. There's great news for new and current Pure Talk customers. Pure Talk just added data to every plan and includes a mobile hotspot with each one with no price increase whatsoever.
With Pure Talk, it's still just $20 a month for unlimited talk, text, and now 50% more 5G data plus mobile hotspot.
This is why I love Pure Talk, who also happens to be veteran-owned and hires the best customer service team members right here in the U.S. Most families are saving almost $1,000 a year while enjoying the most dependable 5G network in America.
Dial #250 and say Clay and Buck to make the switch to Pure Talk. That way you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Again, dial #250, say Clay and Buck. Again, dial #250, say Clay and Buck, and make the switch to Pure Talk today.
Greetings, Sebastian Gorka here. For years, I've mentioned how much Relief Factor has helped the pain in my lower back. Gary from Ohio shared his experience too. He writes, I tried Relief Factor due to its botanical ingredients to reduce pain in my shoulder, knee, and lower back. After just a few weeks, the knee pain was completely gone, and the shoulder and back pain were reduced quite a bit. I can now exercise much more comfortably and practically pain-free. Thank you, Relief Factor. After trying Relief Factor, over 500,000 people have gone on to order more, so it looks like a lot of people are thanking Relief Factor. 3 weeks from now, you could be doing the things you enjoy doing. Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start at the reduced price of $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference with Relief Factor. relieffactor.com.
Sun City Heating and Cooling is a premier American Standard certified independent customer care dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company, so when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. SunCityHeatingAndCooling.com. That's Sun City Heating and cooling.com.
Travel from Las Vegas to LA in a premium economy bus with colors, more legroom, Wi-Fi access, affordable prices. Buy your ticket today at colors.com. Premium economy bus travel with colors. That is KOLORS.com.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
Got to listen to talk radio, and you've got to rise up.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Fewer Americans applying for unemployment benefits last week as the labor market continues to show fortitude in the face of higher interest rates. Applications fell by 9,000 to 228,000 for the week ending July 15th, according to the Labor Department. Sales of existing homes fell in June. Rita Foley reports.
It's more evidence that many house hunters are being held back by the low number of homes for sale. Rising mortgage rates aren't helping either. Existing home sales fell 3.3% last month from May. Compared with June of last year, sales sank almost 19%. The shortage of homes for sale is driving bidding wars in many places, especially for the most affordable homes. The National Association of Realtors says one-third of homes sold last month went for more than their list price. But compared to June of last year, the typical sales price fell to just over $410,000. I'm Rita Foley.
Also at townhall.com, security heightened ahead of Thursday night's opening Women's World Cup game after a gunman killed two people at a downtown construction site in Auckland, roughly 12 hours ahead of co-host New Zealand's match against Norway. New Zealand Prime Minister Chris Hipkins says the Women's World Cup will go on.
Clearly, with the FIFA World Cup kicking off this evening, there are a lot of eyes on Auckland. The government's spoken to FIFA organisers this morning, and the tournament will proceed as planned. I want to reiterate that there is no wider national security threat. This appears to be the actions of one individual.
New Zealand had an 1-0 upset win over Norway in that night match. On Wall Street, the Dow ahead 198 points, but the NASDAQ is down 271. More at townhall.com.
The government is spying on you. No surprise, I know, but did you know the banks are helping them? And did you know that withdrawing your cash from the bank can be very risky? That's right. Let Swiss America educate you about this. Banks are now required to spy on us for the government, and they report any behavior they think is suspicious. You'll be shocked when you read The Secret War on Cash from Swiss America. This new war against cash is really a war against the Constitution, against all freedom-loving Americans. You must read The Secret War on Cash. Get your free copy by calling or texting 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. This war on cash is growing daily, and it also includes all forms of digital money. So please, get and read The Secret War on Cash free by calling or texting right now at 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. Message and data rate.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job, and I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license. How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
It's 12:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Former Wynn Resorts chairman and co-founder Steve Wynn is settling with the Nevada Gaming Control Board, agreeing to pay a $10 million fine, which ends a sexual harassment complaint that the board filed against Wynn back in 2019. The action came after the control board was after several media outlets in January of 2018, including the Wall Street Journal, as they reported sexual harassment complaints against Wynn from several female employees. Wynn has always denied harassing anyone, but he resigned his executive positions with the company that he co-founded, divested himself of all financial connections with the company, and moved down to the villa he was living in that resort. If the settlement agreement is approved by the Nevada Gaming Commission at its next meeting, the $10 million fine would be the largest ever levied against an individual licensee. Well, as you know, the National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning for Las Vegas through Saturday. Daytime highs are expected to be between 110 and 115 degrees. Today is not any different. Sunny and hot. Look for a high of 110. It's 106 degrees right now.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Finlay Mazda in the Valley Auto Mall. We offer the biggest selection of new Mazda vehicles.
Well, do expect some delays on Interstate 15 northbound past Allegiant Stadium. That's at Sunset Road. Also, watch for crashes Lamb at Bonanza, Eastern at Karen, and we do have a fender bender there, Eastern at Hacienda.
Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Thursday, July 20th. Good to have you with us. All kinds of stuff going on. As we told you earlier this week, we are moving to a new time slot.
beginning actually tomorrow morning, although we will do two editions of Live and Local, one from 6 to 9 a.m. tomorrow, and the other one from noon to 3, our normal noon to 3. But beginning Monday, full tote, full on, we're going to move to mornings, 6 to 9 a.m., and I'm really excited about it. It's going to open up a whole new list of available guests to us, in particular from the East Coast. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm not sure what it's going to be like to, again, getting up at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning. But it's going to be an adventure, and I want you to be a part of it. Someone who will be a part of it is Pat Casal. He is the former vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party, and he is the founder and CEO of the MultiCare Group. They are brokers. They are health insurance brokers, and their services cost you nothing. I just love that. Earlier this week, we told you about the big elections on Tuesday, and the Clark County Republican Party elected new officials. Jesse Law was running for re-election. So was Pat Casal. I asked Pat, how did it go?
Well, our slate won, except for me. I'm moving on out.
When
Johnny Brew will be the new vice chairman. I wish him the best. And actually, I think that's what Jesse wanted in the long run. I mean, a lot of Jesse's team, they relate better to Johnny Brew. They work together, and they do a lot of different things with social media and whatever. So it's actually a good fit. I only hope they have enough experience in how to get to raise money. That's the key right now. But actually, my position is more open now with the state party. And that's I'm going back to Milwaukee the week of the 21st. I'll be there for the debate and working with Chairman McDonald.
Let me ask you the tenor of last night. There has been a lack of civility in a lot of cases, a lot of stuff going on, a lot of nasty stuff. What was the tenor of the meeting last night in the elections?
Well, there was some chaos. The voting, the count 480 votes took about 2 hours, which is ridiculous. It could have been a little smoother. There was a couple of, I call them burps, but they got worked out. I'll sit here and say this. We have to really speak on a positive note to help one another to win. I actually said that what was going to happen earlier on Twitter, I basically said I wish these guys the best before it was announced. Then it was confirmed. And Johnny's a good guy, so hopefully he'll do a good job, and hopefully the party will actually come together. That, you know, we've been together for 2 years. We're battle tested, but we haven't proven ourselves to be able to bring people together. There was a lot of newer people there. There's some discomfort. It was, and I will say, every one of the races was pretty reasonably close. They weren't as one-sided as you would imagine. Jesse won by about 50 votes. It was interesting. We had a lot of new faces last night. Probably 200, which out of the 200, I probably didn't even know. Maybe 180 I've never seen before.
So when does Johnny Brew take office, or did he take office
effective
last
today,
night?
Baby, effective today. So. Right now, that board is together, and they need to make sure that they get the money, raise some money to buy E&O or directors and operations insurance, because of all the chaos, lawsuits are there. And most important reason why I'm glad I'm not there, and I never said this to you before, is because if there's any lawsuits, every board member is open to be sued, executive board member. They're all part. So if I do something wrong, I can bring Jesse into it. And I can bring everybody else into it, because there's a couple of people that speak with fork and tongue and like to say a lot of negative things on social media. Well, by doing that, you actually open up the board for lawsuits. So now that I'm no longer there, they're on their own. I don't have to worry about that anymore. Like I told you last week, we really need to start getting together and start working together and stop throwing bombs at each other and allegations. And because a lot of these allegations could lead to lawsuits for libel.
Again, Pat Casale joining us, the former vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party. What are the marching orders for this board? What is job one?
Job one would be to finally put together a game plan, put together a real budget, figure out ways to raise money, do it the right way, and hopefully they know who to contact to bring in. So the one thing that you asked that I brought to the table is Harmeet Dillon. All we had to pay was her airfare, and I brought her in, and I donated in kind. I got her the room for her to stay here. Well, normally Harmeet Dillon charges $20,000. So to bring in a speaker like that, you got to pay some money. And the other thing that was interesting, a lot of people boycotted the Harmeet Dillon dinner despite Jesse. Now, to me, that's disrespectful, not to Jesse, but to the Republicans of Clark County. If you want this party to work, it's very important that we all come together under one umbrella. And more importantly, we need to show up in the general elections. Eddie Hamilton made the comment that he has a plan about harvesting and going out and getting those 130 or 150,000 registered Republicans out to vote. If we don't have that plan and we don't institute that plan, the results will be the same in 24 in the state of Nevada, which is disgusting.
In our final minute, couple of minutes, want to ask you, because a lot of people are concerned about their health care and about what lies ahead, what's going to be ahead in 2024. Can you give us just a broad overview of where premiums and deductibles and all that, where they're headed?
Well, now that we have, in the state of Nevada, became mandated where children can actually have sexual transition, the impact to our bottom line could be anywhere from 6 to 10% increase in rates just for that alone. Out of pockets are going to go up to about $9,500 in 2024, and premiums are going to go up. So you're going to see more expensive premiums, lesser robust health plans, because out of pockets are going to be higher potentially, and you're going to find more and more people not wanting to buy insurance because they can't afford it.
So, in other words, it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Listen, it's getting worse every year, and the fools in Washington haven't figured out they need to sit back down and redo this. Now, you know, the road to hell was, or the road, I forget, there's old, the good intentions are paved with gold, but the good intentions here are failing because health care is not affordable. Access to care is terrible. I don't know if you heard that getting into a doctor is now taking 40 or 50% longer to get in. So if you normally took a month or 6 weeks, is now taking up to 3 months to see a doctor for basic things, which means people are staying sicker longer because they're not being able to get the care they needed. And under the Affordable Care Act, that's become the new norm. And with Medicaid, I mean, there's just so many problems in our healthcare system. Nevada being number 48 in healthcare delivery, not in healthcare premiums. Our premiums are reasonable by comparison to California, but access to care in Nevada is really ugly.
Pat Casale, good guy, and now the former vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party. Stick around. When we come back, this is big stuff that happened yesterday. The House Oversight Committee met, and they had two whistleblower witnesses who just blew the lid off the Biden crime family. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, my name is Katrin Ivanov. I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal is to build a powerful movement by helping you to start actively talking with your neighbors and supporting trusted candidates. There is an old saying that time is money. Donating your time is just as valuable as donating cash. I want to help you find the best use of your time to save this country. On ways to join this movement, please visit MrsFixit.us. That's MrsFixit.us, or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get?
That's right.
You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I never meant to be so bad to you. Yesterday was a wonderful, wonderful day. I mean, it really honestly was. And it's a day that I've been waiting for a long time, and that is actual testimony from actual real live people who are, tightening the noose, if you will, around the neck of the Biden crime family. And this is what I've been waiting for so long, to be able to actually subpoena witnesses, put them under oath, under the pain of perjury. And this was great stuff yesterday. I don't know if you caught any of this. James Comer is the chairman of the House Oversight Committee. And he says, this is cut two, that the Biden crime family may have taken in upwards of $25 million in foreign money, buying influence. This was James Comer last night on Hannity.
This is millions and millions of dollars that they never paid taxes on, and they can't account for a single penny of what they did to receive the money. All roads lead to Joe Biden, and still the president won't even admit that his family received this money.
Okay, now we all know about Joe bragging on tape that he leveraged $1 billion taxpayer dollars to get a prosecutor in Ukraine fired. Which meant that his son's investigation in Ukraine came to an end, and his son continued to get paid.